I'm going to go out to the warehouse where Brett Hollander and Keith Mills are about to interview Buck Showalter on the re-signing. Hey, guys.
Hey, Chief Four. How are you?
All right.
Here we are with the Orioles manager, Buck Showalter. Buck, congratulations.
Thanks, by the way. Well, I dry cleaned it and everything. Another great thing about marriage. They can clean you up.
So tell us about the long-term deal. I mean, through 2018, you know about being a manager in the big leagues. It's day-to-day, but that is some type of commitment.
Well, living, you know, I'm just hoping I can hold up physically, but, and I hope I get the opportunity. They said a long time ago that the chance to be rewarded is basically a good chance to do it again, and very honored. I know Dan and I are about the confidence, you know, not only the Angelos family, but, you know, the Oriole family in general, and looking forward to getting started spring training, getting the focus back on the player. As I think y'all know, I'm very uncomfortable in this setting, ready to get back down to our mini camp. And Nicky's very confident. Notice that outfit today?
Yeah,
very special.
He's talking to Jim Hunter right now.
He's going to have trouble getting through security. It was a nice day.
You've talked many times in the last year or so about your respect for the players. What has this group, what has the Nick Markakis's and the Matt Wieters and the Adam Jones shown you about being a professional baseball player and doing it for the Orioles, where you have just almost fallen in love with?
Well, in meetings all the time, I tell coaches and scouts, you know, don't be afraid to like players. These guys that come in are always, this guy can't play, and this guy can't do this. You know, really? Well, you know, find something to like. You know, players don't want to think that. It's a very hard game to play. You know, it's not sympathy or empathy, but it's, I understand how the ups and downs of it. You know, I haven't played it some, but they're an easy group to like. I've liked all my players, but this group understands the essence of what it takes to be competitive. And we'll have our ups and downs this year, but I think everybody's ready to turn the page. And hopefully this press conference is, we can move everything back on the players in the 2013 season. We're looking forward to the Fan Fest this weekend. You know, it's great being down at the clubhouse the last couple of days. There's nothing sadder than walking around an empty clubhouse like I have in November and December down there by myself. And now I see players trickling in and a look on their faces see them get on the scales and be very,
have you
very happy.
What you see?
Oh, geez.
In terms of that?
Knock on wood. Well, you can tell there's been a lot of pride going on in the offseason because they know Brady Anderson's been very far up their colon.
Buck, you talked about this.
Really than us,
exactly. You talked about that up properly.
That was well put. You talked about this last year when the season ended in New York, and then right after the team got back here and were cleaning out their lockers for the offseason, that you and your wife had fallen in love with Baltimore, and there was no doubt where you wanted to spend the rest of your managerial days.
Yeah, you know, I don't. One of my pet peeves is guys that have contracts and are wanting to either renegotiate or be extended. I mean, it was very obvious. I told Mr. Angelos when he approached me, I said, I've got a contract next year. I'm perfectly happy. I was happy the day I signed it. And at the end of the 2013 season, we'll sit down and see if you're still that way. And he, you know, pushed us through. You know, we had some meetings. Obviously, there's a lot of people in our world that are depending on the Angelos law firm to get things done for them. So I understand his requirements. But every time I was in town, I checked in, we'd go sit down, and it was very simple to work out. And I'm not a real complicated guy when it comes to contracts. And, you know, I'm very humbled by, you know, someone thinking that, you know, they might want to look at your mug that long. But, you know, I saw the look on our players' faces when they came down the tunnel to our locker room for the last time last year and what fans coming out meant to them. And they'll be reminded of it a little bit in the spring with some visuals, and we'll get on about the business. You know, it's going to be a different spring. The WBC is a lot longer. There'll be some adjustments made and workout patterns we're going to do, and we're trying to get our arms around right now who all is going to play and pitch in this thing. Obviously, we're sworn to not push them one direction or the other. I certainly have some, I'm selfish because I'm looking out for the Orioles' best interest, and there's some things I hope happen.
I think that's about it, right? Okay. Buck, we really appreciate it. Congratulations again.
One for me.
Appreciate the time.
Yes.
Back to you, and happy Orioles skipper right here.
Absolutely.
And Dan DeKette, just a few minutes as well.
You got it. Great re-signing of Buck Showalter and Dan DeKette. And when we get Dan DeKette, we'll bring that interview back to you with Keith Mills and Brett Hollander, who are out at the warehouse. But we're going to take your phone calls, too, in the meantime.